want to talk to you now about Route 1. Route 1 of Intensive Procedure Auditor's Handbook, 1954, printed edition. This material also appears in the early mimeographed edition. We have these basic processes, which are six processes and one piece of knowingness, which you're studying, which you have studied.
But an auditor who did not know anything about
exteriorization would know nothing about clearing. But let's get that point awfully clear about clears. There's been an awful lot of talk about clears. There has been much more talk than there has been study. And there has been very little doingness about the whole thing. Rather typically, people who find fault with Dianetics believe it is a speculative subject. They think it's psychology. Well, they're cross-eyed on other things too, no doubt. Dianetics is not a speculative subject. It was laid down very sharply in 1950 in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, and the amount of change which has actually occurred in it has been the change of how we handle the problems which appeared in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health. You will find a clear described in Chapter 2 of Book 1 of Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health. It is accurately described, but it happens to be a Thetan exterior. It is the awareness of awareness unit cleared of the body, and that is what clear means. Now, as long as one did not have sharp, definite methods of exteriorizing somebody, one could not make clears. The magic formula for making a clear is Route 1, Step 4, be 3 feet back of your head. Some 30-50% of the people that you address, somewhere in that range, will be discovered to exteriorize fairly stably. As you pick them up off the street, one after the other. Do you know what you're doing when you say be 3 feet back of your head and the fellow stably 3 feet back of his head? He knows he's not a body. He knows he's out there. You know what? You know what you've done at that moment? You have made a clear, a Dianetic clear. Now let's not quibble and fiddle faddle and let a bunch of medical doctors and psychologists who strain themselves up through the drain pipe and get into this science and on our comm lines disabuse you of anything else and what you've done. I don't care if you don't like Scientology or you like it or you really in favor of Dianetics or you hate Dianetics, you like Scientology, actually these words both describe the same science. And the difference between the two is Dianetics covers dynamics 1 to 4, Scientology covers the dynamics 1 to 8. That's the only difference between the two subjects. Scientology is more adequately described straight in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, page 401, Plan C. And so we notice that in Book 1, we only describe 4 dynamics throughout the book. There are only 4 dynamics used in that book. That's because Dianetics is the first 4 dynamics. Scientology is all 8 dynamics. Scientology is never to study and understand life from its highest possible causation, origin, destination. That's a bigger study. Dianetics is a mental therapy. Scientology, necessarily, taking in the remaining 4 dynamics, has to be, of course, a religion. You see, because the world of man considers that those last 2 dynamics belong exclusively in the field of religion. Dynamic 7, spirit. Dynamic 8, infinity or God. And so, of course, you move out of a mental therapy straight into the field of religion. This is about as mechanical as stacking kids' blocks up. How anybody would have any trouble understanding this, I'm hard put to know. But how do you make a Dianetic clear? Well, on dynamics 1 to 4, not fooling around with the 7th dynamic, you'd have to make him disappear as a body. So a clear is a relative term as long as you process engrams. Very relative. And it comes into the computing machine definition of clear. What is the computing machine definition of clear? You've read, possibly, or should read, Dianetics, The Evolution of a Science, and it discusses the fact that in big computers, you sometimes get a piece of solder or something across the connections, and a 5 or something like that is held down, so you put on the computer 1 times 5, and you get the answer 25. That's because a 5 is multiplying every time you get, want a total in the machine. Well, now, by the time you saw that piece of solder away, you then put on the machine 1 times 5, and you get the proper answer, 5. Now, that would be clearing the machine. Also, an adding machine, you pull down the lever, and it takes all the computations, former computations, out of the machine and lets it start fresh. You get an absolute clear. Now, you could correct the machine so it would give you answers within its problems already existing. See, that's one way you could get it clear, but that's a very relative clear. Or you could simply reach up there, pull that handle down, crash, and clear the whole machine. See? Well, Dynamics essayed to get relative clears by the processing of engrams and taking out the held-down fives. Scientology reaches up and takes the big handle and pulls it down, crash. And the way you pull that handle down, crash, to get a total clear of the machine is simply say to an individual, be 3 feet back of your head. And with 30 to 50% of the people, that is the button. Now, we were talking about a button as early as June of 1950, the magic button, and that is the magic button. That is the button. That's the one-shot clear. Boom. Be 3 feet back of your head. Bang. Now, an awful lot of children do this with great ease, and they stabilize with complete perception, certainty, and so forth. About 50% of the adults that you run into, one way or the other, will stabilize. That's clear, simply with be 3 feet back of your head. The reason we have all these other routes, and the reason we have the remainder of route one, is in order to take care of the remaining section of the human race, or the animal kingdom, which cannot instantly exteriorize. Now, we follow that. Now, if you read over chapter 2 of Dynamics, Modern Science, and Mental Health, you'll find out that what it describes, if taken in an absolute sense, would certainly simply be an awareness of awareness unit having nothing to do with a body and not being in a body. He would have sonic visio at will. He could listen to his engrams, or he could listen to the environment, or he could see his engrams or see the environment. Actually, a thetan exterior, fairly stable, can take engrams and shuffle them the way you flip through a deck of cards. There's nothing to this. It's not even hard. As far as creative imagination is concerned, yes, he can do that, and he can also make mock-ups of all kinds of mock-ups. He can do many astonishing things. One of the most astonishing things that a thetan exterior, awareness unit exteriorized, can do, one of the most astonishing things that this person can do, is heal at a distance. And he has no trouble doing that. That's one of the easier things. Of course, it really doesn't restore much self-determinism in the person he's healing. But that's beside the point. The person's at least well, if somewhat enslaved. They can heal at a distance. We won't say, by the way, that former efforts at faith healing done here and there throughout the world were simply efforts to enslave people, and we're not inferring that from there on all the people who contacted that particular segment of knowledge became enslaved. We're not here to slander Christianity. You notice that healing at a distance and with a magic wand and without any idea of pan-determinism, self-determinism is destructive. Well, he can do all of these things. Furthermore, he can be any place in the universe with total perception, know where he is, and occupy or motivate any kind of a body. In other words, people talked about my exaggerations when they talked about the Dianetic Clear. And I really had a very good time as the years went on listening to this sort of thing, because it was very hard to keep from breaking out in hysterical laughter in their faces. If I had put down what a clear really can do, it would have been an amazing thing. Nobody would have swallowed it anywhere. Nobody. Because he can be any place he wants to be simply by thinking he's there and looking from the point where he has arrived. He can be behind anybody's head, and by handling their motor control units, make them move, walk, turn, do what he wants to. It's a curious thing, isn't it? So here we have a greatly enhanced idea of a clear in Scientology, and in Dianetics we sort of let them in a little bit and then tell them if they process some engrams, why they'll get out these held-down fives in the machine, the guy will think straighter. And the world at large buys that. They bought it. They like it. They think it's fine. I think that's beautiful stuff. All right. So much for the lecture and the propaganda on this. I want to give you something about this process. Is there any way you have to say this? Do you have to say it, be 3 feet back of your head? Or do you have to say it, be 3 feet back of your head? Or something of the sort. No, it is said in total knowledge of two-way communication. You've got to know your two-way communication, you see. You've got to be in communication with the person. And you have to remember to do it in a place that is quiet and where the person is not going to immediately be hit by your voice, falling chairs, starting trucks, or something of the sort, because he gets out of his head and boom! He's all of a sudden startled. The most sudden thing that can be done to a man has happened to him. That is the most startling thing that can be done to a man. Be 3 feet back of your head and there he is. He's very startled. And a wave of sound, or an impulse of sound, or upset, or a lot of chatter from the auditor right at that point will interiorize him again. He will duck him in order to protect himself as though he had to protect himself against anything. So this is really the secret, you might say, of secrets, and this is the one shot clear, be 3 feet back of your head, and the secret in using it is simply this. Let's make very sure that the environment is quiet and that the auditor doesn't go on magpieing at the preacher endlessly, and then that the auditor, having done so, does not pull off, undertake any stunts. Let's get that very clearly. He doesn't do any stunts now. Of course, if the auditor is trained in a speculative piece of nonsense, medicine, psychiatry, something of this sort, I'm not tough on these boys, I'm not near tough enough. they actually don't believe in the pure and golden thread of Scientology even vaguely, except as termites are sometimes found in the vicinity of some beautiful building. I'm not painting up Scientology as being a beautiful structure simply because it is. But there's about the same thing. It's not speculating. We're not putting somebody 3 feet back of his head as an auditor to find out what he will do or to find out if he's going to jump through hoops or if he glows or suddenly possesses a halo. And we're not going to turn ultraviolet lights on him to see if we can show him up and actually prove he's there. And we're not interested in whether or not he's there, even vaguely. If he says he's there, and that is the total test. Now let me level with you very strongly. Black Five, sometimes processing people, conclude that they're simply psychotic because they say they're out of their heads, because the Black Five knows he can't get out of his head. See, so anybody that exteriorizes, he says they're crazy, so he'll do something and spin them, if he can, and get them back inside. One of the ways to do this is tell them to look at their body. Just tell his guy to look at his body. See? Be 3 feet back of your head, now look at your body. Boy, is that bad auditing. He'll say, that black thing. See, he hasn't any real notion of what his body does look like. He might be in the middle of an ogre. Most people think they are. And he'll look at his body and boom, he'll go in, he'll become uncertain, so forth. We could go and hide things around the room the way some people do, you know, and ask him to go and find them. That's cute. Typical of a psychologist. But the guy will miss a couple of times because his visio isn't straight yet, you see, or something. And it invalidates him. And he'll go back into his head. He'll reinteriorize. And then it'll be hard to fish out. So this process has some very definite, rigid laws that go along with it. Don't do it as a joke, an experiment. Do it in a quiet place. Do it as processing. And do it just that way. Be 3 feet back again. Now, there are many other processes which have been tried in this. Many other. Actually, we found there was a command, which is the most startling news that I had received from outside sources up to that time. There was a command which made a person do this thing. And that was try not to be 3 feet back of your head. Dreamed up by Evans Farber. It's not good processing, but it did demonstrate that there was a magic command. Working on it further, we got the command. I managed to get together the command. Be 3 feet back of your head. Just that way, boom, and found out that I was hitting about 50% of the human race. This is the one shot clear. Just a few little words. And it is done by an auditor in full knowledge of auditing, and this is not done as an experiment, it's done as processing. What can you do thereafter? The sky's the limit. One of the first things you should read to find out what you could do thereafter would be Chapter 2, Dianetics, Modern Science and Mental Health. Okay.